Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The new Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, has imposed a travel ban on his predecessor, Najib Razak. Earlier, it had emerged that Mr. Najib had booked tickets on a flight to Indonesia after his shock defeat in Wednesday's election. Dr. Mahathir says he's reopening the investigation into whether Mr. Najib diverted $700 million from a state investment fund. Our correspondent, Jonathan Head, assesses whether this signifies the start of a new era in Malaysia.
Transparency and dealing with corruption and state wastage has to be a high priority. The question really is whether the politics will change. The politics that has been very stable for Malaysia over the last 60 years has been one party dominating. Everything has gone through that party. It has been suffocating. It has not allowed any opposition, but it has meant that everybody kind of gets involved in the party who wants to govern, and it's kept it very stable. I think people are worried about whether the new coalition will use some of the same tactics of just co-opting a lot of people into overwhelming party, or whether they will be genuinely freer and allow a lot more diversity of opinion in government. It's a very new era for this country. They've not done it before.
The former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has had his ban from public office overturned. A court in Milan ordered his rehabilitation despite a conviction for tax fraud. James Reynolds reports from Rome.
The trouble for Mr. Berlusconi is that, as things stand, it's not clear exactly when the 81-year-old may get to join a government or fight an election as a candidate. Right now, Italy's two main populist parties, Five Star and the right-wing League, are in the middle of negotiations aimed at forming their own coalition government. Five Star has made it clear that ban or no ban, Silvio Berlusconi can play no part whatsoever in such a coalition.
North Korea says it will invite its security experts and the international media to a three-day ceremony starting on May the 23rd to witness the dismantling of its nuclear test site. The state news agency said the process would involve collapsing all the tunnels at the site using explosives, blocking its entrances and removing observation facilities and research buildings. The event is scheduled to take place 3 weeks before President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hold their historic summit in Singapore. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.